A 2020 study by the University of Texas and the University of Miami revealed that Wall Street is quite responsive to strong language and specific buzzwords. Analyzing over 60,000 earnings calls, they found that sprinkling in two or three impactful words per thousand could boost stock trading volume by an average of 6.9%. On the flip side, a cautious tone, aiming for confidence with a touch of humility and using 13 moderate words per thousand, only resulted in a 2.3% uptick. It seems constant and competitive don't quite measure up to amazing and terrific. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 25th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. There's another strategy if you want to make an impact. Name dropping, particularly hot topics. The stars lately are AI and machine learning, obviously. Environmental issues? They're taking a back seat. For instance, S&P 500 companies mentioned climate change 97 times in earnings calls in the fourth quarter of 2019. By 2021, that number skyrocketed to 948 mentions. Yet, by the fourth quarter of 2023, interest had waned by more than 40%. And remember blockchain? Well, that went from 152 mentions in 2018 to just 20 last year. So it's somewhat amusing to us to see that company CEOs are as swayed by trends and popular buzzwords as the rest of us. But honestly, we can forgive them. They're mostly just responding to the questions they're getting asked. But beyond the anecdotes, can tracking these word counts clue us into future trends? Broadly, mentions of incoming headwinds surged from 2019 through 2022. And it started before COVID. Now remember that in 2019, we had rising interest rates, tariffs, and trade wars alongside economic worries already before the timeline was messed up by the pandemic. In 2022, this all came to a head when inflation got out of control and rates followed. Markets reacted strongly, but by the end of 2023, the conversation has shifted. Fewer mentions of headwinds, and more about tailwinds, possibly hinting at a new economic phase, started popping up on conference calls. Yet it's not all rosy. And let's not cherry-pick our examples. For example, the labor shortage issue has virtually disappeared from 513 mentions in 2022 to just 19 in the first quarter of 2024, while discussions around job cuts tripled in the last year and downsizing mentions are on the rise. While these stats might not be crystal balls for future trends, acting more as mirrors of current fascinations, they are intriguing, if only for one reason. Did you wonder how we gathered the data for this podcast? It's not by poring over every earnings call transcript, let me assure you. It's through AI-powered data mining and analysis. So whether you're investing directly in AI firms or not, the gains from this hot buzzword are becoming increasingly hard to ignore. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been the Living Market Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed it, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.